Waddle and Sylvie weekdays, 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
You know, we'll continue to take your Justin Fields and Bears calls. What would be a successful season? What would be a successful season with for you?
This has not changed from the beginning of the year when you saddled me. I mean, you suggested I give you the top 15 players of the upcoming season. My mantra was pretty consistent that this is not a team that I believe is a true contender. Right? That what I need to see is development. And I need to see the offense improve. My most important player coming into the 2021 season was by far Justin Fields. My expectation was you were going to see him start sooner rather than later. I had predicted game four. It's going to be game three. Sorry about that, Jermaine.
Two people have busted Waddle's chops today on Twitter over being off again. We both had that game, too.
I don't care. It's whatever. Sooner rather than later is what was most important. So I can't now switch and tell you because it wouldn't be a genuine response. I don't believe they're a contender. I hope I'm wrong. Like, the trend is still the same. They beat bad teams and they struggle against good teams. And until I see them do something different or break that trend, I'm not going to be able to get on the bandwagon. So my anticipation is this is going to still be anywhere between a 7-10 and 9-8 season. So with that as the backdrop, a positive year for me is what you enunciated before the break, that we get to the end of this year, you see tangible evidence that Justin Fields is your answer at the most important position in sports for the next decade. There are no guarantees in life. You can have a good rookie year and then go downhill after that. I get all of that. But if I feel comfortable at the end of the 2021 season that he's the right guy, now, there'll be some other ancillary stuff, too. I need to see some of the other young guys develop. But most importantly, I need to be comforted and reinforced that they made the right decision and this young man is going to be the face of the franchise for the next decade.
You know who I
am. Or your hope will be.
The comp that I gave you before. I gave you quarterback comps. The Chicago sports comp to me is he reminds me of football Derrick Rose. And Derrick Rose wasn't perfect, but he was groomed to be a basketball player. He played in the biggest games at Simeon. He won championships there, just like Justin Fields was groomed to be a quarterback in high school. He went to a college where they had championship aspirations. They lost in the championship game. And Justin Fields has been to the playoffs two straight years at Ohio State. They're sort of low key. I feel like the athleticism is off the charts for both of them. I feel like when I think about Nagy, I always said this to Vinny Del Negro. When Vinny would take out Derrick Rose at the end of a game and put in Tabo Cephalosha, and that's what spurred D. Rose at the end of the game, Vinny. Like, that's why I want, because I wanted Derrick Rose to grow. He wasn't going to be perfect his rookie year, but we knew he had all the skills. I feel like they've got a kid right now who checks every single box, both physically and mentally.
If he becomes football's Derrick Rose, then you will have what you've been asking for. And again, you cannot project for injury, and you certainly don't want to. You don't want that to be part of the equation. But if he's as good at football as Derrick Rose was at basketball, your dreams have come true.
Obviously pre-injury, right?
Yes.
332-3776. Let's go to George in Oak Park. You're on ESPN 1000. Hey, George.
How's it going, guys?
We're good.
By the end of the season, I want the North. I want to take the North. I want to put Aaron Rodgers in his place. I want the Vikings to be obsolete, and I want the Lions to be, well, what they are now, which is complete trash. But, I wanted Derrick Rose. You got me talking about Derrick Rose now. I wanted Justin Fields to start week one. And I think we could have beat the Rams with him easily, actually.
Easily.
I think we could have easily
40.
Beat the Rams.
By
with
40,
them.
George. I would say by 40.
Oh, really?
No doubt.
I was thinking 50.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Easily. Easily. I truly believe that Justin Fields is I'm telling you guys, the best day of my life, don't tell my wife this, the best day of my life is when we drafted Justin Fields.
Perspective. That's what it's all about, George. It's about perspective.
The greatest day. Did you graduate on any level of school?
Obviously. Yeah, I graduated with honors.
With honors. And the day that Justin Fields was drafted was better than those days.
Get used
and
your to saying
day.
Your honor, because your wife's going to drag you through divorce court when she hears this.
Well, my wife doesn't listen to this stuff, but hey.
Your stuff or our stuff?
The sports talk stuff.
Oh, okay.
Well, how did you get engaged? Stuff. What was your engagement day? Wasn't that a thrill?
Yeah, no. I love my wife. We have a very, very happy relationship. All right, you know what? I feel bad. No, my son was born.
Oh, you have a kid, too?
Oh, you have a kid.
No way.
But he's new. He's only 1 year old.
Well, it should be fresh then. It should be fresh in your mind that was your greatest day.
Well, it is my greatest day, but I mean, if I can go back in time, I would name him Justin Fields.
That would be one name. It wouldn't even be the first and middle name. The first name would be Justin Fields.
It would be Justin Fields Zarante. Justin Fields Zarante, yeah. I love my son. And my son's got a Justin Fields jersey. He's a huge Bears fan. And he's only 15 months old.
Yeah, do you subconsciously just call him Justin when he walks into the room now?
Well, hey, we got one on the way. We got one on the way, and we're going to be surprised with the sacks of the baby. So that, but it's going to be Justin Fields.
Just another one of those ho hum days when that kid comes into the world, right? You know, just not like a Bears Sunday.
Let me ask you this, George. One of our listeners, when the Hawks won it, and Seabrook hit a big goal, his wife wore a Seabrook jersey, and they went up into the bedroom. Will you request your wife one night in bed wear a Justin Fields jersey?
Let's put it this way. On my honeymoon...
This is really creepy.
She got... No, I'm all about this. On my honeymoon, my wife... I'm creepy.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm just... I'm a sex positive dude, Waddle. Okay. I don't think there's anything wrong with sex.
No shame.
No shame, dude. On our honeymoon, first time of our honeymoon, my wife... surprised me with some gift that she got at her bachelorette party. It was Bears lingerie.
Oh,
and man, we blew up Mexico that night. It was a great night.
Were you thinking about the Bears or your wife?
I love my wife, but I love the Bears. Man, do I love the Bears.
In order for him to slow down, he has to think about sex.
Hey,
George.
Justin Fields will be better than Derrick Rose. In my opinion, if you look at the longevity of Derrick Rose is going to be a disappointment. It will be.
I'm talking about high-end Derrick
You can't
Rose.
Predict injury.
George, call back on Monday. I want to get your thoughts after Fields' first game and how you're feeling, all right?
I will. Just don't tell my wife we had this conversation, please.
We're going to put it out on the podcast.
Of course we are.
Be on Instagram. And
I think we're doing a public service to let your wife know.
How about that? That was one of the calls of the year right there.
Yeah.
All right, we're back in 2 minutes. What does Dan Weiderer think? Does he believe, Matt Nagy, that right now they could go back to Andy Dalton when healthy? We'll talk to Dan in 2 minutes.
It's Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN_Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Going great. We're going to be at Kenny's Irish Pub in a couple of days. It's in Countryside. We're going to be at 917 West 55th Street, all courtesy by Miller Lite. So come one, come all. Waddle and Sylvie for a football Friday. We'll be giving away some great stuff. Kenny's Irish Pub is a great spot. Countryside is a great city. I always hear their advertisements on the radio station. And we can't wait till Friday.
Carm's going to come by.
Mm-hmm.
This is really close, I guess, to where Meller lives, too.
Right.
There was a suggestion, I believe, if I'm getting this right from listening to the guys today, that maybe they could both come to the show. Carm could go pick him up. And Carm said, no, it's way out of the way.
Well, it's out of the way. Carmen said that the bar is right in the middle of their two houses. One house is one direction, the other house is in the other direction.
But they live like 7 minutes apart,
right?
Don't
but
they?
It's out of the way.
It's out of the way.
It's not on the way to pick him.
I guess he's factually correct. He would have to go out of his way to pick up Meller than to bring him to the bar. But the round trip, the time of the round trip would be what? About 15 minutes?
Yeah, right. But you go out of your way to pick me up. Not only do you, and then on the rare occasions that you request a ride, you're further north,
yeah,
and we go.
So, I'm totally out of the way.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Well, I got to go west to get you. You've got to go north to get me.
But you know what?
Teammates.
Yeah. You two don't want to be teammates?
I don't get it.
Come on. So we're going to be at Kenny's in Countryside on Friday. So this article was in the Sun-Times a couple of days ago. Mayor Lori Lightfoot talked to the Sun-Times editorial board in a Zoom meeting. And remember how she dismissed the report that the Bears are a finalist in the bidding for Arlington Heights? And she's like, they need to worry about beating the Packers and this and that. And they can't get out of their lease, which they can. They can buy them their way out of
it. It costs them $6 million a year?
So now all of a sudden she's serious about this. And here are some of the quotes I want to read, including one at the end of the article, which I believe is telling, in which I believe she knows that they're already gone. So she says, the Sun-Times reads this way. A diehard Bears fan and season ticket holder, Lori Lightfoot, acknowledged the need to enhance the fan experience at Soldier Field and turn the stadium into a year-round venue revenue generator. Quote, I'm a Bears fan. I want the Bears to stay in the city of Chicago, and we are willing to work with them to try to address their concerns. But I've got to do it in a way that's fiscally prudent and doesn't preclude other uses in that stadium, she said. Quote, we are evaluating ways in which we can enhance the fan experience at Soldier Field. I know that it can be better. I've been to other stadiums across the country where the fan experience is far superior to what we have at Soldier Field. Then it goes on. Lightfoot was asked repeatedly whether turning Soldier Field into a year-round revenue generator includes the possibility of adding that retractable dome the many Chicago movers and shakers thought the city should have built in the first place. She never answered the question. Lightfoot would paraphrase a Rolling Stones lyric, quote, you can't always get what you want, but you can try sometimes and get what you need, the mayor said without singing. Turning serious, Lightfoot said she is, quote, very sympathetic to some of the things the Bears have identified, and there are a lot of different options we have to think about to really enhance the fan experience and bolster revenue generating opportunities, not only for Bears games. And she goes on about,
there's been some gambling confusion as well, too, hasn't there?
Well, the Ted Phillips said this was in an article, I believe, with WBEZ? Is that the radio station? The public access, not the public access.
Yeah, BEZ.
Yeah. So they had an article where they dug up some Ted Phillips emails,
mm-hmm,
where he was very frustrated in the Chicago Park District wanting to work with him and even getting a gambling lounge in Soldier, which wouldn't include actual bets being placed. They wanted to sell advertisement for it, create revenue. They were promising the Chicago Park District 25% of the revenue, and it was a non-starter as far as they were concerned.
Come on, the only decision for the Bears is to leave the lakefront. That's it. I mean, it's a business decision. I'm sure there will be great memories, but you build new ones. You build a new building, you build new memories. Is she really pitching a rehab of the rehab from 2000 or whatever it was?
Let me read you this, because I think this is the clincher. This is where, including stuff that we hear on the street, that people think that it's done or getting close to done, that this, to me, clinched it. The end of the article, it says, on Monday, Lightfoot said she is, quote, putting together a small team to try and accommodate the Bears' needs. Quote, I'm willing to sit down with the Bears at any time, but it takes two to tango. They've got to articulate to me and my team a specific set of asks, and we have not gotten that yet from them. And that, to me, tells me that the Bears,
they're
on to the next.
Yeah.
What they're doing is they're getting their deal done with Arlington Heights, and they're past the frustration of dealing with the city, of dealing with the park district.
They've already deleted their info from their phone.
And now all of a sudden the mayor's taking on a different tone, where now she's not, because I think she thought she could
bully them into staying.
Yeah. And then she saw all the funding.
Like, there's no way you can turn this into a 12-month-a-year facility unless you put a roof on it.
Right, and you have to knock it down, and it's a landmark or with the with the columns, because it's a war memorial
right.
to all the great soldiers of this country when it was built 100 years ago, and they had to build the stadium within the confines of the columns, so they couldn't build a great stadium. There wasn't enough room. There's not a
what actually could the city offer that would be enticing in any way, shape, or form in comparison to what the lot of land in Arlington Heights could offer?
Don't know.
Like, and I don't think financing for building this, you know, this village out in Arlington Heights, this Bears Village, this fun festival 24/7, I don't think the funding for that's going to be very hard to come up with.
Super Bowls, their own. Look, the Bears have never owned their own stadium.
Right.
You know how much money goes into their pocket after you do get the funding for this? I just think that if they did have asks, and a lot of people said, hey, this Arlington Heights thing, they're using it for leverage to get what they want with the city. The mayor just told you that she's yeah. willing to sit down with the Bears at any time. They're ghosting her.
I think that that perspective may have been present several years ago, where they used Arlington Heights as leverage right. to get what they wanted here. I think the opposite is true now.
And now, look, it's just like what the Cubs needed when they saw Boston yeah. and Fenway and them do what they did.
They needed, yes.
They saw this team in St. Louis who moved to Los Angeles, who bought the same lot of land that is now available to them. All they have to do is copy them.
Yeah.
The blueprint
cost
is
you
out
$5 billion, but that's
but
cool.
But there are people yeah. to finance it.
Absolutely.
And then how much more will it be worth
There's
when they
no
want
doubt.
To sell it?
There's no doubt. Like, again, this is one of those, it's not you, it's me. It's not you. Like, you're fine. We appreciate it, but we've got this over here, and this is what we're going to do, and this is what works best for all of our family members, for the future of the franchise, for everything. It just makes sense. I get, you know, our good friend Mike Wilbon.
He's going to be mad again that this has come up before
know,
his segment.
And I believe there are a lot of people that love the ambiance of the stadium being on the lakefront, and there's cool views and all that. Bleck goes there all the time. It's not convenient, right? I mean, the creature comforts aren't what they should be in 2021. It's hard to get in. It's hard to get out. You know, I mean, all of that stuff comes into play.
Second quarter of the game against the Bengals, Abdallah and I stood in line from, I think, the 8-minute mark to the 2-minute warning of the second quarter waiting for beers.
Ooh.
I mean,
that could be
a
staffing issue.
And that's
right.
what's okay, but it's still, even when they're fully staffed, that place has never ran smoothly.
Yeah.
It opened in 2001, 2002.
Yeah.
In that time, the place has never run smoothly. And then we talk about getting in. How about this for an idea? When you build the new stadium, have more than two entrances. How about that?
What you guys talk about at Indy, right? Isn't Indy you can get in everywhere?
It's unbelievable. They funnel everyone from the north end or the south end
right.
into the same six entrances.
All those side doors don't work.
None of them work.
Like, and then the suites, there's an entrance for the suites, and then you have to wait for 30 minutes for an elevator.
You laugh, but you walk up to the stadium by 11:30. You're lucky to get in by kick.
Dude, I remember I went to one game several years ago, a while back. And
lucky.
I was ignorant to the process and how difficult it is to get in
crazy.
And out. And boy, it was a smack to the face.
If they make an announcement in Arlington Heights and the winning bid is not the Bears, I will be floored. I will be shocked by
disappointed.
And disappointed with all the breadcrumbs being dropped now here.
It's gonna happen.
I feel like the way this is trending, the way the media is going on this, the way the whispers are on the street about what people are hearing.
Just makes sense.
Yes.
We're going to draft Mitch second overall. We're going to draft Mitch second
overall. Look, if you have the pick of the litter with this blank slate, you better build the right stadium.
Don't pick Mitch.
Don't build a Mitch. Don't build a Mitch. Build a Mahomes.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. All right. Michael Wilbon joins us coming up next.